from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar, Imran Ansari, and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you here today. It's a real tragedy what happened today. The Supreme Court took up the arguments of former President Trump, number 45, the president who served honorably, number 45, took up the arguments in his case with Jack Smith. The arguments that Jack Smith asked them to take up, by the way, I want to point this out. I want it to be very clear that if the Supreme Court in a week or 2 weeks or however long it takes them to weigh in on this, that if they decide that Jack Smith has been frivolous in what they have brought, and we've got an update on the timeline of the Mar-a-Lago raid and some of the details on all this, and we're finding out in redacted documents that it was all coordinated from the White House. This is absolutely relevant to the case before the Supreme Court right now, because the argument is that if you can do this to a former president, if you can do this, if you can bring these charges for behavior while the presidency was underway, every president from now on gets this treatment. So just some feathers to keep in the cap and just stuff to keep in mind. Anyway, earlier today, the Supreme Court took up the arguments of Jack Smith and the Trump attorneys as to whether or not he deserved immunity, partial or otherwise, in the federal ongoing cases that have been brought against him. And that will be, I think it's going to be more determinative than a lot of people I've heard in the media talk. Maybe it's because I talk to more legal people, I don't know. But I actually think that Jack Smith runs a big risk of having all of the cases against Trump dropped because of this. But let me get to why this is particularly an embarrassing day for New York State, the New York judicial system, and one judge in particular by the name of Marchand. Because the behavior of this judge, and Alvin Bragg, who had previously dropped this case, it previously put a lid on this case and said we don't have anything to charge him with. Stormy Daniels was being a nuisance, and he paid a nuisance fee to get rid of her. This happens all the time. Over the course of my career in media, I've sometimes been hired as a coach or as a consultant for other people that want to get into media. And I've worked with a few, not one or two, but about a half dozen people of significant stature and wealth. A few billionaires. And let me just tell you that as I've asked them this question privately, what do you do when someone comes out of the woodwork and makes a claim that you know is absolutely, completely false, but there's nothing that you can do to stop them from running to a camera and saying it? And they all, to a person, told me, we get rid of it. We have nuisance going away money. that's a real thing. And you hire a good lawyer, you write up a good NDA, you write the check, You make them sign the NDA, and that puts an end to it. And if not, then you can really go after them. But here's the thing. Judge Mershon shouldn't even be hearing this case. His daughter has raised in excess of $100 million for clients of hers because her dad is the judge in this case. She's used the level of influence of her dad being the judge in this case to help raise $100 million-plus dollars for clients. That's documented. That's in the record. And despite that, this judge not only refuses to withdraw himself from this case, today he did not allow, which was entirely within his discretion. He could have canceled today's proceedings in New York. He could have just suspended them for one day and allowed 45 to be at the Supreme Court, where his other legal team would be arguing the rather significant issue of presidential immunity and what it means before the Supreme Court. He could have allowed that to happen. But when he was asked by the former president in good standing, remember, Donald Trump's never been found criminally guilty of anything. His character is, from the legal standpoint, unblemished. People have said a lot of stuff. The trial that Ergonon and those guys brought against him, that was the most made up pile of horse manure anybody could have put on legal paper. And it wasn't a criminal case, it was a civil case. But this is a man who has never been found guilty of breaking the law. And Judge Mershon is treating him as though he's some sort of risk to flight. He's not going to show up for the thing. No, we're going to make him show up every day. And he was even asked, well, it's not like he's just taking the day off. He's going to the Supreme Court to hear a consequential issue that the justices of the Supreme Court had to debate amongst themselves to even bring to the court. And if it was deemed important enough, then they brought it to the court. That's what he was asking himself, just for one day off from your clown circus over here, to go up there and to be witness at. No, Supreme Court of New York is just as important. No, it's not. The Supreme Court of New York is the lowest appellate court in the circuit. It's a joke. You people run for office. The people sitting on the Supreme Court in Washington have to be vetted several times in their life, usually, because they've usually come from the Court of Appeals, where they had to be vetted for that seat. But Arthur Idala, Imran Ansari, neither of which I think are big Trump supporters. If they are, I don't mean to slander them, but I've never gotten the feeling that either of them are big Trump fans. Alan Dershowitz, who's a Democrat. I could go down the list of many other Democrat or left-leaning attorneys that I've spoken to over the last year. Every one of them to a person think that this 34 counts of falsifying business records is an abject joke. Would never be brought. If it was against anybody else, they wouldn't have the evidence to support it against anybody else. But Mershon is so important. He made the former president. Now, remind me again, Hillary's out there running around saying that Trump's trying to imprison his political opponents and prevent them from running for office. Who's actually trying to imprison their political opponents? Is Donald Trump prosecuting anybody? Is he suing anybody? No. It's just the left trying to prosecute and jail Trump. They're trying to imprison their political opponents. Remember, when Hillary Clinton accuses somebody of doing something, she's usually doing it herself. I'm Kevin McCullough. Big show for you tonight. The next senator and maybe the next congresswoman from New Jersey. We'll talk to both of them straight ahead.
Thank you.
On behalf of AM 970 The Answer, I'd like to invite you to a very special evening, maybe some good food, and definitely some great show. Kevin McCullough here, inviting you to be part of our fourth annual Broadcast for Broadway as the Radio Night Live Fun Friday team gets ready to host on May 10th. Joining me will be First Lady of New York Hospitality and Chair of the Broadway Association, Christine Nicholas. It'll be a two-hour live broadcast. Times Square's very own T-Square, Tom Harris, president of the Times Square Alliance, will also join us, with special guests from the hottest shows on Broadway, producers, actors, and more, as well as interviews with Times Square's fabulous eateries and attractions. Make sure to join us on AM 970 from 7 to 9 p.m. Friday, May 10th, for a show you won't want to miss. Live from Times Square, as it's our fourth annual Broadcast for Broadway. From Broadway's Radio Authority, Radio Night Live on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Join our sister station, WMCA, for the upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state area, Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Invite your pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast featuring yours truly. Enjoy music led by the CCC worship leaders and get gift bags, ministry awards, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor Ahar Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together as church and ministry leaders to inspire one another to press on. WMCA thanks you for your faithfulness to the calling, so don't miss this opportunity for encouragement. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information or to reserve your tickets, go to WMCA.com. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
Balance of Nature supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
You have to feel good. When you feel good, you look good. When you look good, things happen.
My name's Gary. I exercise almost every day. I'm more active than the average 71-year-old man. I started taking Balance of Nature, and I can feel the benefits from it. It's been a little bit of a revolutionary product for me. I stand behind the product. I stand behind what I say. Balance of Nature, it's a great product for me.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code CHARLIE.
Brandon Tatum, weeknights at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
How did Joe Piscopo start your morning?
We do 4 hours a day. It's live radio. Everybody's listening to AM because you can only get the truth at AM radio. We're 4 hours of live radio. And that's you virtually, roughly, and sometimes more, sometimes three guests an hour, sometimes more. We're working it.
Listen to Joe Piscopo, weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer. Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
What a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right. Well, on Thursdays, you know that oftentimes I will look a little more precisely at the law and sometimes how the law is made, sometimes how it's interpreted, sometimes what it just means. And there's nothing more impactful to our laws than the people that we elect to go make the laws. And in fact, we've seen some issues in Congress over the last couple of days that have, put different people that are in lawmaking positions in difficult situations. The Speaker of the House has had to account for cooperation with Democrats in a way that some in his party were not happy with. And the Senate has faced its own sets of issues as it is deliberating. Someone who wants to serve in that body is Christine Serrano Glassner. She's the leading candidate for Senate for the Republicans in the state of New Jersey at this moment in time, and she rejoins the Kevin McCullough microphone. Hello, Christine.
Hello, Kevin. Really happy to be with you once again.
I want to talk about Washington in a second, but I want to stick close to home. The outrage that is brewing over from what seems to be inept college leaders across the country. Last night it was the University of Texas in Austin. Day before it was Columbia in New York City. We are seeing unprecedented levels of anti-Semitism, and I mean not even veiled anti-Semitism. We're talking about outright Jewish hate that is being demonstrated in ways on scales I've never seen, and I'd have to probably go back to my grandparents' generation to ask them about that. But what is your thought? And if you were serving in the Senate right now, what would you be using your bully pulpit to communicate?
Well, you know, Kevin, veiled is a great word because their hatred is not veiled, but they certainly are veiling themselves. Don't you love how they're disguising themselves? You can see that these are mostly just white college students who have no idea what they're talking about. But I can tell you, as a senator, the American people, the taxpayer, spend billions of dollars a year subsidizing higher education. I don't think that this is what they had in mind. In 2018 alone, the federal government spent, I think it was somewhere near $150 billion on higher education. And so Congress needs to take a look at this, and they need to look at it soon, because that is the first thing that I would do, is question the amount of money that taxpayers are putting into these schools to basically, you know, open the door for hatred with these kids.
Yeah,
that needs to end. You know, and not to mention the fact that you do have a number of foreign students that are guests in this country. Well, they should act like it. And we have laws on the books, and they are not, you know, even I understand free speech, but hatred, that's a different story. And we all know that their student visas should be revoked. Some of the schools are doing the right thing, and these kids are getting thrown out, and they should. I can't wait until they have to go home and face their parents.
Yeah,
I have two college girls, you know that. And for a nanosecond, I would not tolerate this kind of hatred from either of my kid. They go to college for an academic experience and for a social experience, but not to hold up everybody else's rights. And that's what's happening.
I'm glad you brought up the visas on the visiting students, because many of those inciting these supposed protests, and these don't look like protests to me, these look like angry rallies bent on destroying the morale of the Jewish students that are on the same campus with them. I mean, in Columbia, you had actual students barring Jewish students from being allowed to go into the academic building to take their classes. That's what Germans were doing in the 1930s, Christine.
Absolutely, Kevin. And furthermore, you know what this looks like to me? Occupy Wall Street. It looks like some of the Black Lives Matter movements that were taking place, which is why I say so many of these kids, this is just another movement for them. It's even questioned how many, like if you look at Columbia and their encampment, how many of those kids are actually students? If they're not, it's private Columbia property.
Yeah.
They should be immediately kicked out and arrested.
Well, in your estimation, why has Columbia been slow to act? I mean, the University of Texas wasted no time last night in calling in police, and they pretty much had a sizable protest disbanded and broken up within a matter of minutes. It seems to me, Lynn Patton was on social media last night going, she goes, I've got a real simple solution for this. Arrest people that are breaking laws and send everybody else home that shouldn't be there. I mean,
right?
You know, this is common sense stuff, but common sense does not reside in our elected class right now.
Because, you know, you talk about Texas and New York, we already know what a difference it is. New York is a nanny state, right? Texas knows how to take care of business. I loved watching those reels with the police that came in, and they said, we're not messing around.
Yeah.
You are going to get back off of these spaces that you're not supposed to be on. I think, once again, as a parent, all of those kids that walked out of classes, so many of those kids who don't even understand what it's all about, it's just another movement. And I attribute it back to the Biden administration and what they've done with this economy. So many of these kids, you know, they're not getting the internships because of COVID, many of these internships have gone away. These kids are not getting higher paying jobs. And so this is what is boiling over. It's this anger for where's our future?
Yeah.
And so they're just picking the next thing, the next shiny star to go after.
Speaking of the administration, you're running in part because of the damage that the Biden policies have had on your state. For people that are hearing you for the first time, who is Christine Serrano Glassner and why should she be the next senator from New Jersey?
Now, Christine Serrano Glassner is a fighter and a Jersey girl. I can tell you that much. I am a mom. I'm the mayor of my town and a small business owner. I know every element that the folks in New Jersey, the working families, senior citizens, the young people who can't afford to buy homes, I completely understand where they're coming from. And that's what we need as a U.S. senator. We don't need somebody who's looking for riches to fill their pockets with gold. We don't need somebody who's looking to be on the cameras. We need somebody who understands that this is a job. We need to get back to public service jobs being jobs and serving the public, not serving yourself. And that's what this is all about. And that's what I'm about. Going down to Washington, fighting for the rights of people in New Jersey and coming back to New Jersey and spending more of my time with them and traveling around the state instead of just doing that in an election year.
Right.
We need real people to take these jobs on. And that's who I am, a real person. I'm not, you know, a super wealthy developer who, you know, has made it clear that they're not in favor of Trump, our next nominee. We need people who are going to support the folks that are running and the folks that can really fix this mess, because the Biden administration, look, Kevin, look what's happened in 3.5 years.
Oh, I know.
Not just in this country, in the world.
It's unbelievable to see.
We're seeing wars now. And it's almost unbelievable. People talk to me all the time and they'll say, can you believe what's going on? It is unbelievable. It's like a script from a bad movie.
Yeah.
College after college is falling to this, and it needs to stop, and we need to be firmer. You know what it is? When you're raising children, you have rules, right? You have structure, and that's in place for a reason, and that's to give them a sense of security and to give them a sense of direction so that they know what's right from wrong, so that they know what they can do and where they should be going in life.
Yeah,
that's what we've lost.
If you want to know more about Christine's campaign, it's Christine for New Jersey, ChristineForNJ.com, ChristineForNJ.com. And I would encourage you to check it out. Christine, thank you for being with us. We will have you back. ChristineForNJ.com, ChristineForNJ.com. Go check it out. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Palestinian terrorist group Hamas has said for more than 15 years that it could accept a two-state compromise with Israel, at least a temporary one. But Hamas has also refused to say that it would recognize Israel or renounce its armed fight against it. For many, that's proof that Hamas is still bent on destroying Israel. The U.S. and European countries have joined Israel in shunning the group they all have labeled a terrorist organization. Tennessee's GOP-controlled statehouse has given their final approval on legislation criminalizing adults who help minors receive transgender treatments without parental consent. Thursday's action clears the way for the first-in-the-nation proposal to be sent to Governor Bill Lee's desk for his signature. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 375 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I hope you'll join me on a cruise to Alaska over 4th of July. It will be an adventure of a lifetime. Book your cabin today. Call 855-565-5519 or online. Just go to patriotsalaskacruise.com.
In Two Creations, Bara and Asa, Emmanuel J. Charles reveals that life on Earth was not evolved, but created by Almighty God. He explains that the first three verses of the Bible should be considered as three distinct events that took place in four different eras of Earth's history. This book presents undeniable claims supported by logical reasoning, scientific evidence, and biblical truth. Get your copy now.
Available on Amazon now.
AM 970, The Answer, doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
On behalf of AM970 The Answer, I'd like to invite you to a very special evening, maybe some good food, and definitely some great show. Kevin McCullough here, inviting you to be part of our fourth annual Broadcast for Broadway as the Radio Night Live Fun Friday team gets ready to host on May 10th. Joining me will be First Lady of New York Hospitality and Chair of the Broadway Association, Christine Nicholas. It'll be a two-hour live broadcast. Times Square's very own T-Square, Tom Harris, president of the Times Square Alliance, will also join us, with special guests from the hottest shows on Broadway, producers, actors, and more, as well as interviews with Times Square's fabulous eateries and attractions. Make sure to join us on AM 970 from 7 to 9 p.m. Friday, May 10th, for a show you won't want to miss. Live from Times Square, as it's our fourth annual Broadcast for Broadway. From Broadway's Radio Authority, Radio Night Live on AM 970, The Answer.
Steering Global Banking Asset Liability Management Analyst for BNP Paribas in New York, New York, to determine the liquidity pricing of transactions, implement regional liquidity methodologies, and set fund transfer pricing in alignment with the Global Banking Americas methodology. Requires bachelor's degree in finance, business administration, economics, related field or foreign equivalent, plus 3 years experience as a Steering Global Banking Asset Liability Management Analyst or related occupation with asset and liability management, liquidity P&L, balance management sheet, liquidity risk management, liquidity regulation, and reporting within an international bank or international financial services organization. We'll also accept a master's degree and 1 year experience as indicated above, $130,000 to $169,000 per year. Remote work permitted up to 50%, email, resume, and cover letter with job code S690 in subject to careers@americas.bnpparibas.com. BNP Paribas is an equal opportunity employer fully committed to workplace diversity.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, we're back. It's Kevin McCullough. And you know, on Thursdays, we take a look at legal issues, but legal cases, once they get to the courtrooms, are on the far end of the legal spectrum. Where the legal spectrum begins is who you elect to your legislative bodies that write the laws that then put them into effect. And that's why we're taking a special emphasis tonight with looking at a couple of different candidates. My next guest is someone who would like to represent the good people of New Jersey, Congressional District 5, and she is out working. Well, if you follow her social media, she is out working everywhere, all day long, every day. Mary Jo Guinchard, welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone.
Thank you so much, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be on this morning.
You you have about 180 events a day. How are you up, you know, holding up under such a rigorous schedule?
Kevin, it is where we are in our country right now that drives me. There's so much going on, and there is nothing better than being out there talking with the voters, the constituents. Everyone has something that they want to share, and I'm willing to listen and get to work.
Yeah, that's what we need. That's what I think. If you did a survey of people and their dissatisfaction with Congress, especially, they would say, we feel like that we're not heard by the people that are supposed to be speaking on our behalf, which is kind of an odd construct when you think about it. Let me ask you a question as though you were already in office, though. If you were the congressional representative for CD5 and you saw the outrageous, hateful, anti-Semitic violence that's breaking out on our college campuses, what power would you as an elected official in Congress have to speak up from a bully pulpit, maybe? But what would your response be to what's going on at Columbia and Texas and Harvard and all these places these days?
First of all, there is no place in our country for anti-Semitism or any kind of hate speech, Kevin, or intimidation to any group. And when we send our kids to college to work, we should not feel that we're going to be intimidated. And our institutions, number one, we are expected from them, the academia, to address any issues of concern that's raised by any group, right, within the school. But it's expected that they will teach our students, our children, how to handle differences in opinion, how to express themselves, but in a manner that doesn't intimidate others. It starts at home. It starts in the school system. And what's going on right now is just not appropriate. And we don't want to take away anyone's, you know, First Amendment rights, of course, right? Because that's what is, you know, our
right to express our opinion. Mary Jo, to be candid, that's not what we're dealing with here. And I think that's why people are so concerned. You saw that picture of Columbia students 2 days ago locking arms, preventing Jewish students from entering into the classroom building. Well,
right.
If you look through the archives, you see German students doing the same thing in the 1930s. I mean, this is not, and this is why I'm glad you're making that distinction, because it's not an issue of free speech. This is an issue of hate that is being openly demonstrated. And when I think about the amount of money that we're spending from taxpayers for higher education, I would like to see a congressional representative maybe say, maybe we put some conditions on that money, depending on how the universities handle this going forward.
Exactly. You know, we can't block schools. We can't block commerce. This is what's going on, and it's out of pure hate. And you made a perfect analogy here. We're back to the 30s of what, obviously I wasn't born in the 30s, so we're revisiting history again. How is that even possible that we are here today in 2024 and allowing this behavior? So Congress has to literally say, stop it, just stop it. And whatever we can do to get that point across, because like I said earlier, there is no room for hate to any group to cause anything that would cause intimidation. We should be able to sit down and discuss our differences of opinions without feeling that we're going to be blocked. A professor was blocked to even go into his own university that he works in. No group, no one from any religion should ever feel that they don't have the freedom to walk into their place of work and go to their office.
We're going to take a quick break and come back with more Common Sense with Mary Jo Guinchard. If you want to know more about her campaign, it's MaryJo4Congress.com. MaryJo4Congress.com, and go check that out. Coming right back after these messages. Thank you so much for those of you giving to the annual attempt to help feed those who are hungry with our partners at Food for the Poor. Here from Food for the Poor is my good friend Anitra Parmalee.
I want to take you with me to a village in Guatemala. We're standing in front of a home, a mother, her children, and the little boy whispers to the mom. And when the translator says, he just asked his mom if he could go to work with his dad. We're talking about working backbreaking labor in the fields. And his explanation for why he wanted to work was because his 4-year-old sister was not getting enough food. And he wanted to make sure that she and her body was restored. That's the story, one of the many stories on the other side of your gift. You can honor Kevin's willingness to sacrifice for his sister by giving a generous gift to rescue not only Kevin, but also his sister with food for a year. Will you make your best gift right now, knowing you can transform the lives of children whose faces you may never see this side of heaven?
And for the next 10 minutes, friends, every gift that you give is going to be doubled. 855-907-4673. Twice as many children will be fed because you give the gift right now. 855-907-4673. Do it within the next 10 minutes to make sure it qualifies for the matching challenge, but do it right now. Friends, every gift you give right now is going to double in value, and that means that we're going to feed twice as many children because you gave the gift at this time. 855-919-4673, or go online to am970theanswer.com. So please call the number or go online right now.
AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Charlie Kirk sees another reach from the White House.
The Biden administration is proposing a sweeping initiative to slash student debt for nearly 30 million Americans. The proposal marks a major new White House effort to appeal to progressive and younger voters. What is this actually what Joe Biden is doing? This is naked bribery.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Are you ready to embark on an unforgettable expedition to Alaska this summer? Then join me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, along with Mike Gallagher and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise, sailing over 4th of July weekend. Learn more at patriotsalaskacruise.com. This experience is a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures with like-minded patriots and sought-after speakers. 7 action-packed days will chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Join Mike Gallagher and me June 29th to July 6th. Secure your cabin today by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at patriotsalaskacruise.com. That's 855-565-5519, patriotsalaskacruise.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
So glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, and we oftentimes on Thursdays talk about legal matters. It is where the legal process starts when you elect your representatives that go to either the state capital or the nation's capital and write the laws that eventually become passed. That's where you start the lawmaking process. It's in the people that represent and speak on your behalf. And running for the congressional district number 5 in New Jersey is Mary Jo Guinchard, who rejoins us. And Mary Jo, the American family has a lot of pressure on it right now between inflation, between the concerns of what they are seeing in the educational process, between the worries that they have about national security. Certainly, if you are elected, you are going to be thrown into the fire immediately on a bunch of hot button issues. And I'm curious what the voters of your district are expressing to you in terms of their biggest concerns. What do they want you to work on first if you go to Washington?
The first thing they want us to work on, Kevin, is shut that border down and then assess how to have a safe border again. That's their number one concern. And that then flows into our economy because they can't go to the grocery store and buy anything anymore the way they did, even call it 6 months ago. They're finding their grocery bills are so high for simple items, eggs, milk, butter, your daily staples, cereal. So that's hitting them very hard. How are they going to pay their rent, the gas? You know, they're literally putting $5 of gas in their car, and we know what the cost of 1 gallon of gas is. So they're barely getting a little bit over a gallon of gas, right? To go from point A to point B and then go, okay, now I'll, you know, how much more do I need to do today? And then that, for me, also what I'm hearing flows into the crime.
Right.
Because we've got all of these illegal aliens on the streets now, and we've got that level to deal with. And, you know, we're just releasing them out of immediately. They get arrested or whatever crime they do, they're right back out on the streets. And we're not protecting the blue. So we're not protecting the blue, but yet we are protecting the illegal aliens. And we're not taking care of our seniors, our veterans, our homeless. Everything is just upside down. So as a congresswoman, number one, it's going to have to start from that border, and then everything else will follow.
What is the position of the incumbent and your perceived opponent for the fall election? You're largely running unopposed as a Republican for the nomination. People still need to come out on primary day and vote for you, but your real matchup is going to be against Josh Gottheimer. What is his position on the border? Has he been to the border? What does he think about the border? What is his statement about the border?
As you know, Kevin, I've been to the border, and I'm from Texas, so I'm very familiar with the border. The border has never been in a worse shape than it is right now. Josh has never gone down to the border, as far as I know. And I asked when I was down there, he's been in Congress how long? How long has this problem been going on? And he hasn't gone to the border. That is not even acceptable. And we've got the issues happening right here in CD5 and in New Jersey. He hasn't even gone to visit New York, where you've got the situations going on, and they've got right there at the Brooklyn Naval Airstrip. Why didn't he go there and go check it out? Why hasn't he reached out?
What did you see when you went to those places?
Well, when we went to the border, if you want to address that really quickly, we saw people, you know, crossing. We saw the cartels' handlers, you know, doing the efforts. We saw the debris laying all around. We went to the processing centers. We saw how they're whisking them into the buses, whisking them into the vans. You know, the shuttling of all of it, the trafficking obviously is happening. We're just trafficking down there. You know, people are missing. When we got here to New York and we went to the Brooklyn, you know, Bennett Field, there are five, think of them as football sized tents where they house 2,000 units. Every unit holds a family. So, you know, do an average of three per unit. You've got a minimum of 6,000 people there. They're, you know, taking the kids to school, which is a wonderful thing. We always want to educate children, but there's no process of how you should come into our country legally. We're handing them insurance. We're handing
could,
them.
Could we be, you said we should always be educating children. I'm just thinking for the stories that I've read, should the educating of non-citizen children come at the expense of kicking our children out of our schools? Because that's actually happened in a few places.
That's exactly what's happening. And no, that's why I'm saying we're not taking care of our own, and we're taking literally control of, when I say we, I mean the government is going in and removing our students out of their facilities to accommodate what they need to either bring in the illegal aliens, the hotels. So everything is all about the illegal aliens right now. And, you know, we're a country of compassion. We've always been a country of compassion.
We've always been.
And all of a sudden, where is the compassion for our own in our country?
Well, I think one of the things, and I think that we spoke with Christine Glassner earlier, I think she would agree with this, but I think one of the reasons people are gravely disappointed with the administration and the people that are part of that team is that there seems to be not just a passive acknowledgement, but an insistence on putting America last. It seems like we come as the last priority to the president. It seems we come as the last priority to members of Congress that, you know, have a D after their name. We come as a last priority to the senators that follow the same. And who is it that they're putting in front of us? People that are not here legally, and increasingly as we see these protests and I, you know, on college campuses, to kind of bring this full circle, you're seeing students start violent protests on college campuses that don't have the right to be here, and we're not sending them home for that violence. It's one thing if it was just American students involved in this, but in many of these instances, you have people with let's just say, less than wholesome motives towards America that are involved in stuff that is actually opposing our country, and they're not being disciplined. They're not being dismissed. They're not being told that they can't do that. I mean, this is not what I think most people want to wake up to every morning.
They should be sent home immediately. You commit an offense in our country and you're not here legally, gone. You're sent back. You're sent back. And, you know, you're correct in saying there is another agenda here. There is another agenda here, and it's not for America.
Yeah. She's Mary Jo Guinchard. Go check out MaryJoForCongress.com. MaryJoForCongress.com. You'll be hearing more from her in the days and weeks to come. Mary Jo, great to talk to you tonight.
Thank you, Kevin, so much. And you have a great, great evening.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back with my final thought. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
This is Ed Morrissey of HotAir.com for Town Hall. Progressive radicals have targeted Jews on American campuses for 6 months, ever since Hamas's grotesque massacre of October 7. The rage and terrorist propaganda have only increased in intensity, so much so that Columbia University has had to shut down classes because the safety of Jewish students and faculty members could not be guaranteed. Joe Biden said nary a word about these campus fascists until this week. He finally issued a rebuke of campus protesters targeting Jews in the fifth paragraph of his Passover greeting. And in the fourth paragraph of his Passover commemoration, Biden endorsed the protesters' agenda of a ceasefire in Hamas's terms and a Palestinian state. The moral collapse of Joe Biden and his administration could not be more clear. Even the sacred observance of Passover is just an opportunity for Biden to lecture Jewish Americans with Palestinian propaganda while barely paying lip service to their safety and security here in America. It's an utter disgrace.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Join our sister station, WMCA, for the upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state area, Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Invite your pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast featuring yours truly. Enjoy music led by the CCC worship leaders and get gift bags, ministry awards, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor Ahar Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together as church and ministry leaders to inspire one another to press on. WMCA thanks you for your faithfulness to the calling, so don't miss this opportunity for encouragement. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information or to reserve your tickets, go to WMCA.com. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It's been a little more political tonight than normal Thursdays are, but that's the way it is, friends. It's election season, and we're gonna have some election talk. Imran will be back with us next week. He wasn't able to be with us, but so glad to have Christine Serrano Glassner and Mary Jo Guinchard with us tonight. Now, I don't like to do this, but I kind of do. When you play around in the prognostication game, and I know that some people in talk radio don't like to do that, it's always been a fascination for me to try to compare what I think is going to happen with what happens to kind of put my predictions out there. And a number of weeks ago, I was having conversations with people like Mike Gallagher and others when the discussion of Donald Trump's vice presidential candidate came into focus, and he has not picked one yet. But I said, well, what if the president, the former president, decided to try to do something different this go around? In fact, I went so far as to say, what if he did something that's very non-traditional in terms of his approach to his election? And before he went into the courtroom this morning, he stopped said a bunch of stuff about the economy to the cameras. None of it should be surprising. GDP is bad. It's at 1.6. Gas in California today is at $7.64 a gallon. These are all pretty bad things, but that's Bidenomics. That's what Bidenomics has given us. And that was his point. But then he turned to a series of announcements about rallies that are coming up. And I know about the rally that's coming to Wildwood, New Jersey. He rallied there in the 2020 cycle. Had, I think, the largest turnout of any rally. I think he had 110,000 people registered for the Wildwood, New Jersey rally. It'd be fun to see Christine Glasner on stage with him there, by the way, too. That'd be interesting. Anyway, he says to the reporters at the courthouse today, he says, I think we have a good chance of winning New York. We're going to give it a big play. We're going to do the South Bronx to do a rally. We're going to do a rally at Madison Square Garden. We believe we're going to have a big rally honoring the police and honoring the firemen and everybody, honoring a lot of people, including teachers. I said at this microphone weeks ago that Donald Trump, especially if he employs the good graces of Lee Zeldin, will have a shot at being very competitive in New York. And he doesn't have to win here to give Biden headaches. He just has to compete. Because Joe Biden doesn't want to spend a dime on New York media. And Donald Trump's going to force him to do it. Be interesting to see what happens. Just my thoughts. We'll see if any of it turns out. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.